Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello, everybody. Blah, blah, blah.
Yo, imagine your first time listener. People are going to be like, what the fuck did I click on?
I'll be like, what language is this?
Okay, I think our audio is good.
Yo, you're going to be hot in a fucking jacket.
I'm good.
Yeah?
We got to close the windows, though.
I think it's good. It's fine. It's fine. We need some circulation, baby. Yeah, we're about to be here for 4 hours.
Here. Okay, we're not going to be here for 4 hours, first of all.
Wow.
We probably just had one of the best days in New York City in 2024 this past weekend. Yo, you good with that bike?
No, I'm good. I'm good. No, today was amazing. I feel
not
like today.
Today.
What do you mean? You just said we just had
the best
days
this past weekend.
Oh, I thought you meant today.
No. Yeah. Today was not great. Today we did all work all day today.
Well, which is good too, because we got some work done.
I mean, yeah, it feels like nice and accomplished, but I just mean, because that's lame to be like, oh, I had such a great day today. Oh, what did you do? I just worked all day.
Okay, but also working and getting a lot done still feels good. It's okay. Not like we had a bad day.
That's true, but I just mean,
I know what you mean.
I just kind of I kind of lift this a little bit. There we go. So to explain, this past weekend in New York, it was very bipolar. We had Saturday, and I know Yoni's going to be like, can we not talk about the weather? But I'm going to talk about the weather, okay? Because in transitional times, think about, like, the weather is a big factor in anyone's life.
Okay, that's true. But I just hate when people talk about weather because it's like the obvious small talk.
Okay, well, I just
especially
wanna...
at a coffee shop. Oh, it's beautiful today. Did you see the sunshine
today?
Okay,
we're at a coffee shop right now, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying that's like the easiest topic to talk about.
Well,
the weather.
I'm choosing the easiest topic to intro this episode of the podcast.
Okay, you cheap ass.
Okay, well, I just want to say that this past weekend, okay, it was the first weekend of March, mm-hmm. and it was, I think, like the most spring weekend you could have, because Saturday it was pouring down rain all day.
Yeah.
Since from before we woke up, like it was like 2 or 3
since
or 4.
From before.
Like 4 a.m. that it started raining.
Okay.
And it was just raining the whole night into the morning, into the whole day. And I think it stopped around like maybe 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Saturday, right? Pouring down. I went for a run that day. And I have, of course, as soon as I was ready to like go on my run,
mm-hmm.
it was like pouring again.
Can you tell the people what were you wearing when you went on your run? And
so
why
listen,
did you choose to wear that specifically?
So I don't have a waterproof or like rain jacket that's like meant for running.
Okay.
I have a winter jacket that's like made for colder weather.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, that's definitely not waterproof. I want to get like a windbreaker because it's also windy. If you know what a windbreaker is, it's basically like this jacket you wear that's supposed to break the wind for you. Basically, that's why it's called a windbreaker.
I actually never knew that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it's, you know, in layman's terms, in simple terms, that's what it means. But I don't have one of those. So Yoni wasn't home and I was trying to figure out what to wear to like basically protect me from this rain because it was pouring.
Mm-hmm.
So Yoni has this super, it fits him perfectly, but it's super big on me. This like, I don't even know how do you explain it?
It's like a synthetic material.
Nylon.
What's synthetic? Why did I say that?
I don't know. And the way you said it, I feel like it's not synthetic.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's right. But
it's
this
whatever
is,
the material you're wearing right now. It's like a swooshy material that like jackets and stuff are made out of.
Exactly.
So he has one of those. And it's this like really nice blue color. I low-key just wanted to wear it because it looked cool, you know?
Okay.
But it's huge on me. Like on Yoni, it goes like normal size, like down to his, you know, kind of like hips or mm-hmm. no, like your, you know, midsection.
Mm-hmm.
On me, it goes like all the way down, like almost to my knees.
Yeah, like a dress.
Like a dress.
Okay,
literally.
So you chose to wear
that.
So
I chose to wear that because it seemed like the only viable option that would mm-hmm. potentially protect me from the elements.
The rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put it on. It was too big. I was like, you know what? It has this thing you can tighten at the bottom.
Okay.
Like this like thing you pull and tightens it. So I was like, okay, I'll tighten it and then I'll just roll it into itself until it becomes a crop top.
You rolled it like 7 times.
A lot. It becomes a crop top, right?
Mm-hmm. But you rolled it so much to where it became like thick at the bottom.
Yeah, and heavy too. Okay. So it was like just a roll. It was like a cinnamon roll all around of this jacket.
Like a donut. Okay.
So I'm thinking, oh, this actually looks kind of cute. Mind you, how? I wasn't thinking logistically how I'm going to do exercising outside. And this bitch is about to just come unrolled.
Yes.
So basically, long story short, I go outside. This jacket is not waterproof at all.
And she texted me after she was done with her workout.
After
she
I was done like, with my Yoni, run. We're talking not... a 5 mile.
Yes. Too. She texted me and she said, Yoni, your jacket is not waterproof. And I was just like, I was looking at my phone. Like,
I didn't even say jacket. I was like, this blue shit is not waterproof.
And then what did I say? I was like, did I ever say that it was waterproof? You just decided that this is Yoni's jacket and it's waterproof. Don't put the
really
blame on me.
I really did. It just looked like the type of jacket that would be somewhat water resistant. And then it was not. It was holding on to that water so much that like the whole area that I had rolled up, which kind of became unrolled anyways, but it was like so thick and it had so much water. It was like dripping into my leggings. And then my leggings had little pools of water just moving around like that. Because I kept looking down when I was running and I was like, do I have liquid in my leggings? Because it was raining hard. And anyways, it was a whole thing. When I got home, I was able to literally wring it, you know, like wring it.
Like squeeze it.
Like squeeze it. And the water was just like coming out of all my things. But to be fair, running in the rain is not even a big deal as long as you have something that covers your face.
Actually, even, okay, so growing up, I used to, I don't know if I told you this, but I used to play soccer outside when it would rain.
Mm-hmm.
And that would actually be like my favorite time to play soccer outside.
In the rain.
In the rain.
But don't you like slip?
But that was the fun of it. Like you're a kid, you get dirty, your clothes, like your uniform gets all like fucked up. But that was like the fun part of playing outside, you know, and especially if it's a good game and it's raining and everybody's dirty.
Damn.
Just try to picture
I mean,
that
yeah,
as
I know,
a kid.
I do get that. You get like that. It was another thing too. It's like every time I really tried to avoid as many puddles as I could, but somehow that just made me get into all the puddles that I was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
But it added to the
Speaking of like getting your leggings wet, right? Let's talk about what happened just a couple of days at the yoga class.
Oh, the next day.
Oh, that was the very next day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next day, which by the way,
I don't have stories like that. This is just all Alia about these stories because I think before I do shit.
Damn.
No, go ahead.
So basically what happened was the next day, it was a rest day, but I really wanted to go to a yoga class, you know, be cute, stretch it out, all those things. And
you're so active.
I'm so active. I'm so like into wellness.
Why did you put your hair behind your ear when you said this?
So I went to a hot yoga class on Sunday, which by the way, the reason why we even started talking about our weekend is because Saturday, pouring rain. Sunday, the most gorgeous, almost like summer day.
It was summer.
It was summer. It was 65.
Sunday was summer in New York City.
Sunny, 65, a little bit of a breeze.
Not a single cloud in the skies.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Everybody was out. New York City was thriving.
It was.
Like, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, if you wanted to go somewhere and eat, you probably wouldn't have a spot to sit at because everyone was just literally outside.
But at
outside.
The same time, I feel like everybody was at the park.
What park?
Just any park.
How are you going to say at the park as if there's one park?
Well, Central Park? I mean, Central Park is the park.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you live in New York and you say, do you want to go to the park? What other park are you talking about?
No, there's many parks.
Nobody's talking about any other park. If you say, do you want to go to the park? It's an assumption you mean Central Park. Come on. Isn't it?
Yo, if you live in New York, just let us know if you agree with that because I don't think so. If you live in Brooklyn, you're not going to say
okay,
you want to go to the park.
If you live in Manhattan and you say, oh, do you want to go to the park today? What other park are you talking about?
I don't know. I haven't lived in New York long enough to know that, if that's a thing.
I want to say that confidently, but I actually don't know for sure.
Okay, so Alia finishes with her yoga class, right?
And in this yoga class, I decided to wear these new leggings and this new sports bra that I got that were new. And I was trying them out for the first time.
Okay.
And they're made out of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really thinking like what are my usual workout clothes made out of, which is like, you know, sweat wicking. They're made out of this like shiny material.
Question, was that hot yoga or regular yoga?
Hot.
Okay, so
93 degrees
think
inside.
About it. You go to a hot yoga class and you wear cotton material. Yeah. That's already a red flag.
I just didn't really think about it like that.
I mean, clearly.
I didn't think cotton specifically, you wear it, not in this scenario. So I'm in this yoga class. I tend to sweat a lot. Like I'm a big sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big sweater. And in general, I just sweat a lot from any type of exercise. And okay. In this hot yoga class, it was, you know, not heavy exercise, but it's hot as hell in there. So, you know, we're kind of halfway through and I'm looking down and I have just sweat marks like at my knees. Like my knees are wet. Mm-hmm. You can just tell the difference between like the two, there are two tones.
Yes.
And then I look down at my crotch and it looks like I peed myself. Mm-hmm. Then I look down at like my underboob area. That shit is also wet.
And then the booty area.
Okay, I can't look.
But you can probably imagine.
Oh, I can probably imagine. Yeah. Yeah. That shit don't look cute either.
Yeah. You probably don't even want to know.
So I'm just like, damn, we're halfway through this class. And mind you, I don't have a car. I didn't drive. I didn't have to walk outside after this.
Yeah, because you walk to your apartment.
And it's a beautiful ass day. So people are out.
There's a lot of people.
So I'm just like, damn, I'm going to look like a hot ass mess in these streets, walking home, feeling like if someone's looking at me, I just have to make sure that I tell them, I just came back from a yoga class.
Like every single person, I just worked out, guys.
I looked horrible. I call Yoni.
I'm at home getting ready to go to my own workout.
Actually, you were already on your way to the gym.
Yes. Oh, right. I was almost at the gym.
Yeah.
I had to like take one more turn and I was there.
Which my class is technically on the way to your gym.
And I was so excited for my workout. I was like, all right, I was eating my little protein bar on the way to my workout. And then Alia calls me. She was like, are you home? I was like, no, I'm almost at the gym. And then she tells me the whole thing. And honestly, I mean, I was ready to go back home and get you something to wear like around your waist.
Yeah.
But then I had my jacket, so I could have just given you that as well.
Yeah.
And
I ended up having, because I had two layers on because in the morning it was like a little bit chilly. So I ended up just like wrapping one of the hoodies that I had with me around my waist.
Yeah.
Even though you could still see my sweaty knees, but a little bit less.
Sweaty knees is okay. You don't want to have like a sweaty midsection.
You don't want to have a sweaty crotch and a sweaty ass, that's for sure.
That's midsection.
Midsection, I'm thinking it's like your torso. Like, I'm not thinking, like midsection is like the belly, the ab area.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
I wanted to intro this podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Yoni Kodo, your favorite host in the world.
And I'm your other host, Alia Zaitza. And welcome back to the show. We're on episode, I feel like I want to say the number of each episode.
Episode 102. Can you believe we have 100? Actually, I feel like we should. It feels like we would have way more.
At this point, I was going to say it should be 202, low-key.
Well, no.
And I'm going to stop saying low-key.
Yeah, please don't say low-key and vibes this episode.
Just this whole season.
Yeah, let's leave that behind. Today's episode is something I'm coming at Alia all episode, okay?
Episode is an Alia roast.
Yes, because she does this thing where... Actually, are we ready? Are we getting right into it?
Yeah, we're getting right into it.
Okay. I have a question for you guys, actually. If you're watching this, you're listening to this. If you go to someone's house, this is just example number one out of many, many, many that I have today.
Is this the first time going to someone's house?
This is your first time going to someone's house, right? Mm. You go to someone's house, and this is just like hypothetically this happened, right?
Is it though?
We go to, let's say it's one of my friend's house, right?
Okay.
And they have a dog, okay? They have a dog at the house, and I'm used to just being there.
Right.
Okay?
This is my first time walking in this house with this dog.
Exactly. You've never been there. Mm-hmm. So Alia comes over for the first time, and as soon as we open the door, she's like, smells like dog in here. Who does that? Is that...
This is actually not a hypothetical. I just have to like...
No, okay. This happened.
This really happened.
This happened. And I think it's not normal to do that. And I would never do that.
Listen.
And hold on a second. It doesn't matter. Yo, it doesn't matter what it smells like. If you walk into someone's home, I will never say, it smells like chicken in here. What if there's no chicken? What if it just happened to smell like that? Or it smells like eggs. I will never call out a smell, especially if it's in someone else's house.
Okay, except if it smells like flowers.
Okay, exactly.
Which is like a clear thing that it smells nice.
On purpose.
Okay.
Okay, but if it doesn't particularly smells good, I'm not about to just walk in someone's house and be like, damn, it stinks in here.
Okay, guys, so basically what happens in my brain is that in the moment, I'm thinking it's funny if I call out the obvious smell in there.
If I'm the owner, it's not funny.
Okay, well, the owner was not in the room when I said that. That's one thing. I particularly remember it was me, you, and another person that just walked in the house And the owner was there. The person that lived in that house was not in the room with us.
He was there.
My memory says he was not in there.
So hold on. I got a question for you. Why do you think it's funny?
I think it's funny because we're all thinking it and we all know it smells like dog.
Okay, so why do you have to be the one to say, it smells like dog in here, guys? Like, why do you have to say it? If it's so obvious.
Now, that is a good question.
Exactly. But can you think of an answer? Honestly, because I want to know. I never asked you that.
I honestly don't know.
If I'm the owner, I would be offended.
But it smells like dog, though.
I would be offended still. I think I would be offended. Or, yeah, because we have a dog.
Okay, in that scenario, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I tend to just call out smells. Like, if we go in someone's house and it smells like food, I'm going to say, it smells like food. Did you guys just make something?
That's different than something smell. That's
fucked up too, though.
No.
Because nobody wants their house to smell like food.
Exactly. Unless it's something good, don't call it out. If somebody took a shit in the bathroom, right?
Okay, I wouldn't say that.
Hold on a second. And you walk in and Ali can be like, did somebody just fart in? Like, would you do that?
Obviously not.
I don't know with you. It can't be that obvious.
Okay, but I think we need to relate because I feel like that story is kind of off topic a little bit.
I mean, no, because I think, like, what do you mean off topic?
Because the topic of today's episode is about curiosity.
Okay, you were curious about the smell and where it came from.
I mean, I knew it came from a dog.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to come up with a scenario. This is actually very. Okay, listen, what I tend to be very comfortable around people.
That you just... That I meet for the first time.
Yeah, that it's a new friendship, etc. And you know, I tend to get very comfortable very fast, and I just don't think about certain boundaries. So, for example, we made some friends.
In the moment, you always realize it later. In the moment, I feel like you have no sense of.
But in the moment, I think in it's the moment, cute. But
it's never cute.
Okay, can I give the example I was going to give?
Okay, go ahead.
So. And our friends are probably listening to this episode, so it doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. So we made some friends in New York, right?
If you're listening, and we're heading, you know.
Yeah, they'll know. And we head over to our new friend's apartment. And I don't know if this is like the first time or the second time. I think it was the first time that we went over to their place. But before we went over to their place, we've hung out like several times before that, you know? So we go over to their place, and before that, like, you know, this is our first year in New York, we're getting our apartment settled, etc. And I don't know why, I just felt comfortable to, like, open their drawers in the kitchen.
Oh.
Like, I was, like, opening this drawer, like, oh, so what, like, how do you guys have your kitchen set up? That was more what I was thinking, you know?
Joan and Lauren, shout out to you guys if you're watching, clearly.
I mean, okay, listen.
Why did you do that?
I don't know why. I just felt really comfortable that I could just open. Because also, it's in the kitchen. What the fuck are you hiding in the kitchen? That's so personal that I'm like.
So you go to someone. You think it's normal to go to someone's house and open the cabinets and see what's in each cabinet?
Okay, I didn't open every single cabinet.
You opened two or three, right?
They were giving us a tour of their apartment. Okay. So we looked. I didn't open the drawers in the bedroom, right?
Okay,
I'm thinking the kitchen is kind of like a chill place.
I mean, it is.
You know, I didn't like go into their personal, like, you know what I'm saying?
A personal drawer in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That, like, would be crazy.
The nightstand drawer.
Yeah, that would be crazy. I don't even mind doing that. What do you guys have here? Kidding.
I clearly didn't do that. So anyways, we get to the kitchen part of the tour. And, you know, it's like kitchens in New York. You want to see how, like, someone figured out where to, like, store their things or whatever. I was just interacting.
Okay, interacting with the drawers.
With the space. Yeah. Okay.
Did you interact with the refrigerator?
Yeah, I opened the fridge too.
Okay, pause right here. Everybody stop. If I go to someone's house, opening the fridge, I've never done that in my life.
What?
That's none of your business.
It's a fridge with food.
I don't do that.
What you think someone got in there that is like know. So the boundary of opening someone's fridge? Are you serious?
Yes, you don't open someone's fridge when you go to their house.
What if you want a drink?
You just feel comfortable to just walk and just take a drink.
Yeah.
You just open the fridge. I feel like if I
want a drink, I'm gonna be like, can I grab something to drink?
No, honestly, I don't think there's actually something wrong with that. But I feel like if I go to someone's house and I just walk to the kitchen by myself, right?
Okay, we were all in the kitchen together.
Hold on a second. and I go and open the fridge without asking for permission, if someone did that to me, I would be like, obviously there's no problem, but I would be like, damn, all right, get comfortable then. Fuck it. But I would be like, that's, I would just never do that.
But
like,
what's so personal about a fridge though?
I don't know, but it doesn't have to be personal. I don't have to keep my underwear in the fridge for it to be personal. It's just a place where, okay, what if you open the fridge and there's no food in there? What would you think?
I would say, damn, y'all eat. Crazy. Damn, y'all cook.
Damn, y'all don't eat food. Yo, see, that's why you don't do it.
because
whatever's on the other side of that door, you're about to find out if, like, you're going to have a judgment. What if it's really messy? You know, what if it's empty? It's like, damn. And then they have to come up with a awkward excuse. Oh, yeah, we haven't been grocery shopping this week. Like, make some shit up. That's why you stay away from that.
But in the moment, I'm just thinking, I'm interacting with the house. I'm like thinking of like, oh, and then an idea comes up for something to talk about, you know?
Exactly. So you guys,
they're giving us a tour. I'm like, oh, I love how you guys got this little island here. And then I don't know what it is, bro.
You never open someone's fridge. I'm sorry. Like, this is something that no one ever even taught me. That's just like common sense. Like,
damn, guys. Leave it in the comments. Leave it in the DM somewhere. Let us know if you agree with Yoni's rule about the fridge.
Exactly. I would never do that.
Because I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, why though?
Because
if someone opens my fridge, I don't care.
Exactly. That's just you. But I feel like most people, it's not that it's actually a problem, but it's like if, let's say it stinks, right? Let's say they have some shit in there that's like rotten or whatever, right? You open it, and with you, it's going to be the worst case because you're going to be like, damn, this fridge fucking stinks. You'd say some shit like that. You'd call out the smell in the fridge, wouldn't you?
Okay, I wouldn't say this fridge fucking stinks.
Okay, you would say, damn, like, y'all got some shit like that's not good in here. Like, you would say something.
It's possible.
Anyways, we're going to move on from the fridge situation.
Okay, so what about other scenarios? Because I have found myself... Here's the thing. Let me just give some background. In terms of like not so much curiosity in like someone's space that way, but I just really like asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm meeting someone the first time, second time, third time, hanging out several times, I just love asking people questions about different things in their life because I think it's a great, like I personally find it, it's a great way for me to actually show the other person that I'm, and it's not like to be performative or fake, but like I want to show the other person that like I truly authentically care about them, their life. Like, how's this going? Oh, tell me about this. Oh, what about that? Whatever. Like, I think it's a good practice and it's a great way to like build a friendship,
mm-hmm.
to be curious about the other person's life.
Mm-hmm.
But I also kind of use that as a way to test the boundaries of a friendship, especially a new friendship, because it's when you kind of push the boundary you have created so far with a more slightly personal question or slightly more like deep question that it's like, how truthfully do they respond? And the more you do that, the more you are pushing the boundary and sort of like growing that friendship. So okay. I use my curiosity in a friendship in that way too.
I'm curious too with friendships. Obviously, like I ask questions, but I feel like there's a few questions that I stay away from.
Okay, like what?
Like if I go to someone's apartment, I feel uncomfortable and I don't, even though I am curious about that, I would never ask what someone's rent is.
We've talked about this so many times.
On the podcast?
Actually, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
Anyways, we're here again, right? I just wouldn't do that. I feel like I can be curious about that, but unless they tell me or somehow it's like so obvious for me that it's like, it's time to ask this question.
Like it's part of the conversation, yes, sort of.
Then, you know, then I would ask. And also on the other hand, I don't have a problem saying how much we pay for rent.
Yeah.
You know, but I just know there's a lot of people who are just, that's like the one thing that.
They don't feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah. And I respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Also, too,
it does get awkward if you ask and they're like, I don't really feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
then it's like, oh, it kind of gets fucked up.
Okay, but then so would you say that's like a boundary for your relationship? Like, you know that we're not at that level, or?
No, but I think the vibe is going to take a little bit of time after that question was asked to get back to normal.
I don't think so. It's just, they just don't want to say.
Okay, so then I guess I get the rent thing, and definitely just in general, money is like a tricky subject to handle.
It's the same thing with a car too. If my friend buys a car, I'm not going to say, damn, how much did you pay for this? This is nice.
What if they get it secondhand though?
Still, I don't like to ask how much people pay for stuff. I don't care if it's shoes.
What if
honestly,
they find, yeah.
Like, unless I'm looking for the same thing specifically, because if I have to do, like, if I'm looking for an apartment in the same area, I would ask.
Does it have to be the same area?
It has to be the same area. If I'm looking for like a similar car, I would ask, how much did you get yours for? Because I'm trying to get the best deal I can, right?
Oh, okay. But if so, it has to be like under a specific context.
Exactly. But if I have nothing to do with that and I'm not looking to move, I'm not looking for a car, and you just want to know, why do you want to know?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
You know, like, I why? Mean, honestly, why do people want to know? Isn't that so? That's like an interesting question, right?
Well, because I feel like in New York, it's cool to know, like, if somebody got like a crazy deal on a place in a specific area. Like, if somebody lived in this area, but their rent was like a whole $1,000 less than ours, I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I want to get that.
To me, it's really unnecessary for me to know that, honestly. Like, I will always be curious. Don't worry, like, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You know, I will be curious, but I'm not going to ask. It's just like, to me, I don't really care.
Like,
if I ask, that means I really wanted to know for a reason. But if I don't have a reason to know.
Okay, scenario, right?
I feel like I just repeated what I said before.
I was hanging out with someone, one of the first times.
Who's that someone? We got to drop names. Who is it?
No, we're not dropping names because it's not important. But I was hanging out with someone, like, kind of the first time that we were hanging out one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like, where we live and where she lives and how she and her partner are in, like, a two-bedroom in Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
do they pay more than us or less than us?
I mean, more than us because it's a two-bedroom and we live in, like, technically a one-bedroom, almost studio vibe, you know? So, anyways, but the point was that we were just, like, the topic.
So funny.
What?
No, she's hilarious.
What's funny?
No, go ahead, continue.
The topic was, like, her apartment and where she moved from and where she lived, because she lived in New York for like longer. So she was like, I lived in this area,
and then
this
happened?
Area. And then I was like, yeah, we're here, you know, and then we're talking about like our apartments and stuff.
I'm listening.
And then I think she actually was the one that asked me, like, how much is our apartment? Because the area we live in is so good.
She just asked you straight up?
I forget, but somehow I remember that I told her how much I pay for rent, and then she told me how much they pay for rent at their place.
What if you say it and they don't say how much they pay for rent?
I think it's so, like, about who asks how, whatever. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I have no problem sharing how much I pay for rent.
No, me neither.
Because we live in New York, because I feel like this is one of the places that rent is so kind of like, everyone's always trying to find the best deal. Everybody knows shit is expensive as hell here.
It's like asking for someone's age. And then, like, this is what I hate. This happens to me a lot. And this is a little bit off topic. But someone asked me the other day, oh, how old are you? Then I told them. And then they're like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, so how old are you? Like, I want to know, but they don't say it. And also, I don't ask it.
Why did they ask you, how old are you?
I don't know. We were talking, and then they was like, oh, yeah, you mind asking me, you know, how old you are? And then, you know, I said it, and they're like, they didn't say anything.
Hmm.
But in the context,
don't you think it was on you to ask them back?
For some reason, even asking how old someone is, to me, that feels like, even though I think, like, age is such a, because people hate,
you're the last person
age.
That cares about talking about age.
That's what I'm saying. But they, I don't know. I'd never, here's the thing. even with the apartment and the house and how much this costs, I hate to make people feel uncomfortable.
That's true.
So I try to stay off of it.
And
how much do you pay for rent? I don't think it's wrong to ask that. But in case you're uncomfortable answering that, I don't want to put you in that spot.
And that is where we get the difference between being curious and just being nosy. Just trying to get into someone's like...
Pockets,
business. There's like different things. Like,
and people will do that. People will try to gauge like how much you make.
It's like asking where do you work someone, at? It's like asking someone like, oh, like how often do you and your partner, you know, have sex a week or something? Like
that could be curiosity.
Is it though?
Nah, because like, why the fuck are you curious about that though? You're trying to count how many times, like, are you trying to match?
So here's the thing, actually. I was doing a little bit of reading before this on like the line.
What did you read about?
The difference between curiosity and being nosy. And the line splits where curiosity usually has to do with wanting to better something. You're asking a question that then you want to like
take information
and build on top of that.
Okay.
Versus being nosy has to do with wanting to evaluate, judge, and compare.
Oh, let's do some more reading before podcast. That's good.
I always do my reading before. And I thought that was really interesting because I needed to evaluate that in myself. Because I, as I said before, like I love to use like curious questions, what I consider curious questions about like someone's life. If we're talking about like maybe their relationship, like different relationships they had, I love to really get in the juice.
Yo, me too.
Like, I love to ask them deeper shit. I'm like, so tell me more about this. Like, so how did it make you feel like when this person
did that?
Oh my God.
Yo, I love that too.
I love doing that.
But like, what do you do when you feel like that person is uncomfortable answering those things? Now we're talking about those boundaries. You know, okay, I can't go here with you.
But you have to test them to know. That's what I'm saying. And that I use my curiosity in those moments for that. Like when I'm building on a relationship, because eventually, like after you spend, you know, a good amount of time together, the boundaries keep like expanding, exactly. But at the beginning of any friendship or relationship, like you have to test that. And most of the time, I think like that's how people do it. This is kind of a testy question. Let's see how they respond. And based on that, you know whether you're moving too fast or you're moving right on track. Or maybe if they then come back at you with the same type of energy.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite too. I'm like, fuck, let's get into it. I'm going to tell you my whole shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is a difference. And I totally know what you mean where like you can tell when you strike a nerve with a question. Where you kind of, it's like, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah, I don't tend to go there real fast, like when I meet people. Like with the deeper questions. Like I would just, you know, we would hang out. And also just by the way you guys communicate, you can tell what kind of person they are.
Mm.
Or I'm the type of person, I will tell you some shit without you asking me. Like I would just share
shit. You just offer the information.
That's the way I test it.
That's actually a very good point.
Because I will share my information. I'm an open book.
Yeah, like you will offer some shit without them even asking.
Yeah, so if they ask me more questions, I will answer any question.
Mm.
And honestly, no matter how good I really know them, I feel like if you want to know something, I'll tell you. But here's where like things change a little bit for me, because if I tell you my story and my how much I pay for rent and how much my car costs, if you don't tell me anything about you, that's like a red flag for me, because it's like
if they don't reciprocate.
Yeah, yeah, now you just want to know shit about me, but you're not telling me anything about you.
I totally hear
you. So I would ask questions back, because after I'm done, you can't just be like, oh, damn, that's crazy. Okay. So anyways, you're trying to go somewhere. No. Don't take my information and like just carry on. Like you have to. You know what I'm saying?
I get exactly what you're saying.
So that happened to me many times, because honestly, also I gotta chill out with like oversharing.
I do overshare a lot
because
too.
You ever talked to someone so much and you shared so much about your life, and then you just like walk away from the conversation, and then like on your way home, like you're driving home and you just think like, why did I tell this person all this? They didn't tell me shit about them. Yes, that happened to me a lot.
It hasn't happened to me actually.
Oh my God, I hate when that happened. I feel like a loser.
Damn, really? I don't know if I've ever like sat down and kind of felt Like, I compared how much I said versus how much they said.
No, I always compare afterwards. And I realized, like, yo, I was really, like, telling them a lot about my life. And then it's worse. Like, if it was equally, like, shared, then that's fine.
And you don't even feel it.
Yeah, we had a conversation. But if I was the only one sharing things and they were just like, damn, that's crazy, for real? I'm like, yo, this person, we're not on the same shit. You know? Maybe... Also, I stopped doing that because...
But do you ask them questions back too? Like, or maybe you're the only one talking and you're not even asking them shit.
No, because the way I say things, it's like, if you're listening, you would want to say something back that's like along the same...
But that's how you would reply and that's how I would reply. But I'm saying there's other people that if they're not asked, they might not really get into it. I know what you mean, because you're like, it's an obvious,
like,
I'm sharing about, you know, how I feel about this. So in a way, it's like, by you are sharing, you're kind of making it like, this is a safe space.
It's a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get what you mean.
That's the definition of a conversation. You talk and then the other person responds and then you talk back, but you can't respond with, oh, okay. Oh, really? What did you do after that? Like, if they keep asking me questions and not sharing things. So I told myself, Yoni, you know what? It's okay to... hold back. And I hate that feeling that I have to hold back who I truly am. But then again, you also can't really expect everyone to be on the same level that you are, because some people just don't want to share that much. I don't know you.
You can't. And that's what I'm saying, where, like, you can really tell. I think I can really tell. And maybe everyone, it takes a longer time for them to, like, be comfortable with you. So, because honestly, for me, I don't really need to know you that well for me to just, let's start talking about some, like, deep ass shit.
Yeah.
I don't need to know you for like several days for me to get into it.
I thought you were about to say several years.
I mean,
I need to know you for 10 years to. Sometimes when you click with someone, you just click, and that's the best feeling.
Exactly.
I can meet someone tomorrow and be like, yo, we're the same person.
And I just want to tell you everything I've, like, been through.
Like, where have you been this whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
But so my question is, how do you react though? Because even though, like, you know, we're both talking about how we're such an open book all the time and how we're ready to share shit. There have been, like, how do you respond when someone asks you a question? They're just like, damn, that's too personal.
How do I respond? Like, if someone, the only question I would not answer is if someone asked me how much money I got in the bank. That is another level of...
Damn.
Yeah.
Who would ask that though?
I don't know, but... If someone asks you that, like, oh yeah, like, how much have you been saving? That's crazy to ask that to someone.
Yeah.
How much money do you have in your bank? That cannot be a regular question. That is like,
I'm pretty sure there's like a guy on the street that asks that question.
How much like, money do you have?
He interviews.
Like, how much money, like, do you have?
How much money do you have in your bank account right now? And people say it.
It's crazy how someone can say like $23,000 and then another person can be like $52. Yeah.
And I mean, that's like the whole point.
But that's real life. Like,
that is
that's
real life. Just... Someone is like -$20.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it's like everybody got their own life. Everybody's on a different journey.
So that's the only thing, though?
That is the only thing I will not answer.
I mean,
how much money I got in the bank. That's it.
I feel like it's hard.
Like, what's another one that you can think of? How much is your rent? That's not a problem for you. How much is your car? You don't have a car.
How much something costs?
No.
How much?
If you have a bag.
How much did this deal go for?
If you have a bag that's really expensive, would you be ashamed to say how much you paid for it? If you paid for it?
I mean, no, because also they can look that shit up. Yeah, have exactly. Have you ever done that?
I never done that, but I know you did. Like, you
bro,
would.
Someone had some shit. I don't know what it was.
And you just looked it up?
And I was like, bro, I want to know how much this shit is.
Why didn't you just ask them?
Well, because it wasn't a person in real life. So I guess that doesn't count.
So who was it?
It was like someone on the internet.
Can you tell me who it was?
It was some influencer. And she always has hella designer shit, you know?
Okay.
And I was just like, damn. So out of curiosity, I just wanted to see like how much that shit was. Out of curiosity, right?
Yeah, see, that's not curiosity.
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Anyways, guys,
we are...
I think that's a wrap on the call me curious, which, like, I guess you can call me curious. You can also call me nosy. A little bit of nosiness. I mean...
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I haven't said the word nosy all episode because... because
that's one of those ESL words.
Let me confess, okay? This is my confession. I have a hard time saying nosy.
Nosy.
I can't
think
say
of the nose.
Nosy.
There you go.
Nosy. English is not my first language, okay?
I mean, neither is mine. But Yoni does speak more languages than me, so.
Exactly. So I just don't know why I can't say nosy.
Yeah.
My brain always goes nosy. Nosy. Noisy.
Yeah, noisy.
Noisy. But it's
nosy. It's so cute that we say it too.
If you don't speak English, try to say the word.
Damn.
The word noisy.
Nosy.
Nosy. Anyways.
All right, guys. Well, let us know what you guys think about, you know, the curious questions. Have you been, everybody's been asked uncomfortable questions. I love asking uncomfortable questions sometimes. So.
Yeah, we know that by now. Okay, so.
And do you guys open other people's fridge? If you got to the end of this episode YouTube, please leave a comment, fridge. Or actually comment something that's in your fridge.
No. We need them to answer some questions. Do you open people's fridge? Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's normal to ask people how much their rent was? Do you think it's normal to ask people how much money they have in their bank? You know, just any of those things.
Everything is circumstantial because it depends who you're talking to.
I don't know, but I feel like most people would agree with saying that opening someone's fridge is crazy.
So.
Like, you just walk.
So funny.
You just walking in the open fridge, yo. Oh my god. Anyways, we're heading over to Patreon now. So
yeah, we have a good and very juicy episode for you guys on Patreon. If you guys are listening to this episode and you are members, we'll see you guys there technically on Saturday, but we recorded like right after.
Yeah, recorded right back to back, so you will see the same outfits
on Patreon.
Yeah,
yeah, because this is a team of two, so we're trying to just be as efficient as possible. So we can't give you another different outfit, guys. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Not that matters. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone that has become a member on the Patreon.
Yo,
you know who you are, honestly.
Yes. Shout out to you and shout out to you, dog. If you are a member on Patreon, you know what's going on there. There's daily activities there. Yes. You know what's going on.
We are still figuring out our footing. You know, we're testing things out. Like we're you know, these are like the first few weeks.
Yes. We have 7 different chats for different topics. Okay. So if you're on there, feel free to put in anything you want. Make sure you're on the right track. I mean, in the right chat. At first we had just like one big WTJ home chat, but I feel like that was getting like a little bit too messy because then everybody's talking about different
random things. Yeah. So we also have posts on the main feed. Are you going to go through every chat?
The chat, we have a music chat. We have a movies chat. We have a pet peeves chat. If you have a pet peeve, just drop it in there.
We have just an info chat for like different things to update you guys on.
And the reason why we wanted to do that is because, you know, the coolest thing is that like after I wake up in the morning,
there's always something on the chat.
Like people interact with each other. We actually don't have to be there. We just like whenever we get on, you kind of just like catch up with whatever people
and
are talking about.
It's so fun to actually see you guys interact with each other.
I know.
Because it's like everyone's from, we have a very global community here
that
at
is
WTJ.
True.
But we just wanted to say welcome. I mean, wait, we just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to speak too much more because we have like a whole other episode to record.
That's true. And I will say to those who are not on Patreon, there is no love lost. Obviously, we know that everybody's financial things is different. Maybe you have different priorities. So it's like,
oh, yeah.
We love you just as much. And then there's also nothing taken away from just these episodes.
Because, yeah,
you know, it's the same energy. It's just some different shit over there that, you know, you just get over here. So,
yeah, exactly.
And then also, you can join at any time. Yes. You know, it doesn't have to be now. It could be like next month or next year. Who knows?
Exactly. So please check it out. It is in the description. You can always, you know, see what's going on there. And you can also follow us on Instagram at What's the Juice Pod, where we welcome everybody. And we also hope that you join us because we're almost at 10K, very exciting.
We're trying to crack that 10K.
I feel like once you get that K, you're good.
I mean,
obviously it's still just like 10K. But I feel like once you get that K, you go on someone's page, it's like, okay.
Oh my God.
It's like a little...
No, I mean, what you say is partially true, but yeah, it's just, if you want more information and more details on the on What's the Juice pod on Instagram, there's just like a bunch of random stories for things like that. So if you're just on YouTube, we appreciate you, but there's Instagram
yeah
as well.
Yeah,
and then so also follow my Instagram. I will put it right here at Yoni Ikoto, and then I'll put Alia's Instagram right there.
I mean, it is in the description. Alia. Just click the link.
I know, but I feel like it's, we should put it like on the screen.
Okay, you edit the podcast, so you'll figure all that out.
Okay.
Okay, we thank love you guys so much. Hope you have a great day.
Okay, bye.
This outro is taking forever.
Wait, so I think we're done, right?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
What else you gotta say?
Oh, just bye, that I love everyone.
Bye, guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Okay. Bye. Okay, bye.